From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia has denounced President Donald Trump's decision to sign a measure into law sanctioning Moscow for its Ukraine policy and alleged meddling in last year's U.S. election, a charge it denied. Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev warned it ends hopes of improving relations and called it a declaration of economic war. Vasily Nebenzia is Russia's new U.N. ambassador.
I really wonder, is there anything in this world today which Russia is not guilty of? Some of U.S. officials were saying that this is a bill that might encourage Russia to cooperate with the United States. To me, that's a strange sort of encouragement. But it's not our habit to be resentful children and to be, to get offended with anything that happens around. We will not relent on finding ways and means to cooperate with our partners, including the United States.
White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said Mr. Trump signed the measure in the interest of national unity, despite what she called significant flaws and unconstitutional provisions limiting his authority.
The president favors tough measures to punish and deter the bad behavior of the rogue regimes in Iran and North Korea, and he also sent a clear signal that we won't tolerate interference in our democratic process by Russia.
Russia has already retaliated by seizing properties in Moscow used by Americans and ordering hundreds of diplomatic personnel to leave the country. Sanctions were also extended against North Korea and Iran, which promised a proportional response. At least four people were killed Wednesday after gunmen ambushed a convoy of buses in South Sudan. Several others were wounded. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The attack occurred on a main highway between the capital Juba and the Ugandan border. At least 14 were killed in similar fashion in June. This is VOA News. Brazil's President Michel Temer survived a vote in the country's lower house of Congress that could have launched a Supreme Court trial leading to his ouster on bribery charges. Peter Hockham, senior fellow with the Washington-based Inter-American Dialogue, said Mr. Temer now has some political space to act on much-needed economic reform.
His victory is being able to push back against the country's attorney general and avoiding his case going to court. He is in a slightly better position than he was last week, but not very much more. His overall approval rating in poll after poll is below 10%.
Hockham said his proposals, such as pension reform, are highly unpopular but needed to reverse years of economic decline. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is rejecting accusations the vote in Sunday's election to create a new assembly was rigged. The election chief Wednesday denied claims by the British-based Smartmatic voting technology firm that turnout numbers for last Sunday's controversial election were inflated. Tibisay Lucena, head of the country's electoral council, described the company's statement as irresponsible. But the head of the British company said there is no question in his mind manipulation occurred involving at least 1 million votes. Mr. Maduro said he plans to convene the new assembly on Friday. In Afghanistan, Wednesday, a suicide bomb attack on a military convoy in southern Kandahar province killed 2 U.S. soldiers, an attack claimed by the Taliban. The Pentagon said the 4 military personnel were also wounded. A local official said the attacker drove an explosive-laden vehicle into the convoy. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson meets Asian leaders in Manila beginning Saturday during a gathering of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. Acting Secretary of State for East Asian Affairs Susan Thornton said Mr. Tillerson will seek to further isolate North Korea.
We continue to seek broad international cooperation to respond to North Korean provocations, and we call on the international community to enforce the UN Security Council resolutions passed to date, including the sanctions regimes within, and to drastically reduce their interactions with Pyongyang.
While Tillerson may hold talks with his Chinese counterpart, there are no plans to meet with North Korea's foreign minister. Campaigning in Rwanda ended Wednesday ahead of Friday's election. The longtime incumbent, 59-year-old President Paul Kagame, is expected to win easily. He faces 2 candidates given just weeks to campaign. Mr. Kagame is seeking a 3rd 7-year term. In New York, the benchmark Dow Jones Index broke the 22,000-point barrier Wednesday, buoyed by a healthy second-quarter earnings report from high-tech Apple. The Dow has expanded 11% this year and gained another 52 points Wednesday to close at 22,016. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.